Staying Curious, The Secret to Long-Term Love by Allison Schoonmaker. The other day, I overheard my husband talking to one of his friends. They were discussing something he was genuinely interested in, something he was thinking about, something he had a strong opinion on. News to me. I had never heard any of it. And in that moment, my reaction caught me off guard. At first, I almost scoffed at this new info. Like, who does he think he is? Then I was sort of embarrassed that I never knew my husband had this viewpoint. Pretty quickly, though, it turned into attraction. There's still new territory to explore here. That's when it hit me. My husband is still becoming, still evolving, still discovering things about himself and the world that I get to learn about if I'm paying attention. And I get a front row seat for all the different versions of him. I only need to pay attention and stay curious. There's something delicious about that. The fact that, after all these years, there are still corners of him I haven't explored. Still new things to find attractive about him. Still reasons to stay interested. I love that. Long-term relationships are only as static as you let them be. But here's what happens when we stop being curious. We collect data about someone over time. Years of conversations, habits, preferences, the way they take their coffee, how they react to stress, and what makes them laugh. And then, without really meaning to, we stop updating the file. We think we have the map. The love map gets stale. Relationship researcher John Gottman calls this a love map, the internal knowledge of your partner's world, their dreams, fears, what matters to them, how they like to be loved, what they're becoming. It's not a static thing. It's supposed to be constantly edited, constantly refreshed, constantly expanding. Because your partner is not a snapshot from 2015. They're a living, changing person. When we assume we know all there is to know about a person, well, you know what they say about assuming. When we stop being curious and start being certain, we paint people into corners. We decide who they are based on outdated information. We treat them like a character we've already figured out, rather than a person we're still getting to know. The casualties are immediate and quiet. You miss the moment of fresh connection. You miss the chance to feel known and close. You miss the opportunity to discover new things to love about them. That's a real travesty.
You have a whole, uniquely nuanced person in front of you, and somebody else would be thrilled to get to know every nook and cranny of their world. Sometimes lack of curiosity allows for missed connection, and sometimes it can even cause bigger rifts. When you argue with someone who doesn't exist anymore, I think a lot of unnecessary arguments happen because we're fighting a version of our partner that no longer exists. He's not reactive like he used to be. She doesn't need reassurance the way she once did. He's grown in his confidence. She's worked through something that used to wound her. But you didn't get the memo, so you're bracing for the old reaction, reading into things the old way, responding to a version of him that he's already outgrown. What a waste. And the loneliness of it. To be living with someone and feel like they don't actually see who you've become. To have changed and evolved and still be treated like the person you were. That's the real cost of a stale love map. Not just the arguments, the distance, the sense that even though you're sharing a life, you're not really knowing each other anymore. Curiosity as a practice. So what does it look like to actually stay curious? It's asking questions, not the logistics questions. How was your day? Did you pick up milk? But the real ones. What are you thinking about lately? What's changed for you? What did you want before that you don't anymore? And what's new instead? It's noticing. He mentions something in passing, and you catch it. A new interest. A shift in how he thinks about something. A part of himself he's developing. And instead of filing it away, you circle back, ask about it, and treat it like the thing it is, evidence that he's still evolving. It's clarifying. You think you know how he feels about something, but instead of assuming, you you stay humble about what you don't know. You remember that people change their minds. They grow. They shift. The person you married 16 years ago is not the person sitting across from you now, even if you share a life and a history and kids and a mortgage. It's giving him the latitude to be different than he was, to not be locked into the version of himself you fell in love with. Because here's the thing, when you allow your partner the freedom to change, your love doesn't shrink. It actually gets to expand. It becomes an ongoing discovery instead of a closed case. Why curiosity is actually romantic. I know that sounds counterintuitive.
Shouldn't love be about knowing someone completely? But here's what I've learned. There's something deeply attractive about maintaining that posture of curiosity, about approaching your partner as if you're still their student. They're not a problem to be solved or a person to be understood once and for all, but a person you get to keep learning about. It's the opposite of taking someone for granted, the opposite of boredom. It's actually one of the most generous things you can do for someone you love. Keep wondering about them. Keep asking. Keep treating them like they matter enough to understand well. And it keeps the relationship fresh, not in a trying too hard way, but in an alive way. When you stay curious, you're not just maintaining what you have. You're creating space for your love to grow in new directions, to find new things to appreciate, to fall in love with new versions of who they're becoming. Getting started. So what would it look like to bring this into your relationship this week? Ask him something you don't know the answer to. Not a surface question, something real. What's changed about what you want out of life in the last year? What did I get wrong about you? What am I not seeing? Notice one thing, one new interest, one shift in how he thinks, one way he's grown. Bring it up. Make him feel seen for that change, not stuck in the old version of himself. Have a conversation about growth, not a heavy one, but a curious one. How have we both changed since we got married? What do we like about who the other person is becoming? Where do we want to keep growing? And hold it all lightly. Approach your partner with the assumption that you don't actually know everything about them, that they're still surprising you, that the most interesting thing about a long-term relationship is that it doesn't have to get stale if you don't let it. Your partner is not finished, and neither is your love for them, if you stay curious enough to keep discovering it.